Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Cosplay.
Gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. There's no X-Men here. It's me, man. That's right. Right here on RPN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you're brought to you by TillyTalk.com. That's right, TillyTalk.com. I wasted an even better intro while my mic was shut off. Oh, I hate Mondays. But I love you guys, so I'm here. And yeah, so I know we had a bit of a fluff week last week, just trying to cram this and that in before the holidays. And yeah, so I think we're going to try to get back to normal here. I don't know. We'll see. But yes, you know, my favorite subject, one of the most well-versed in, is, you know, these false flag shootings. And some people, again, don't get angry when you hear false flag. It doesn't mean people didn't die. It just means that the shooter was not who they appeared to be, and pushed by somebody, more than likely within the government, for political gains. That's the false flag. It's false flag shooting. So, you could have these people look as realistic as seemingly possible, but when you have the government influence, it's this MKUltra. Oh, but the MKUltra program got shut down with the Church Committee, the CIA. Oh, well, you know, that could be true. But I can tell you, the program got taken over by the NSA. Nobody told the NSA they couldn't do it. And therefore, that's why we have what's called on-shelf shooters. People that they can manipulate or coerce into shooting. I think they've gotten the science down because it went from coercion, like with the Florida state shooter, Myron May, and the Navy Yard shooter, Aaron Alexis. They were coerced. They were harassed in every way possible. They went to authorities and civil rights organizations talking about how they're being coerced. Now, since then, I do believe these feds, you know, because I was in the same program, of course. They tried coercing me to do a shooting, which I did not, of course. I am stronger of mind, stronger of spirit. And I'm just one vindictive a-hole. So try to force me to do something and see what happens. Yeah. But not everybody's like me. So you have, I think they just upgraded to a different class of people that they can just simply manipulate. So that's why you have these shooters today who have been molded by these political issues that we have going on today. And all that it takes to push these people over the edge is just a little nudge. Yeah, I mean, how many of these shooters have had contact with the FBI? Most of them. Most of them, not all of them. Being harassed by law enforcement, have a record. And of course, there's the political arena of the libtards, the liberals, the far left extremes, want to take guns away, but at the end of the day, they're the ones doing the shooting. Because they want to blame the conservatives. Take away the conservatives' right to defend themselves. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's start at the beginning here. I really wanted to do this at the beginning of the week last week, but again, stuff kept popping up. But we're going to get right back on track here. I want to... something that my first radio station used to play all the time was Democracy Now. And I haven't heard from them in a while, so I think this is a good place to jump off at.
Man, I'm having trouble finding that. I don't know where. I remember having it open, but I can't find it anywhere.
Oh!
I thought I could drop it, but I don't know. I'm running through
okay.
All my clips here.
Oh boy, if I have to do it, my chat is slow. Well, while you look for that, I'll go ahead and bring up something. Because I was on the 5th year anniversary show of the Red Pill Nation podcast Sunday, wow. I mean, just the topics. And one of those topics was like the Black Panther movie and how it's just not doing well, and it made $6 million on its first week, which is abysmal. I mean, the first Black Panther movie did great. It was a movie blockbuster success. But this time around, the whole grandstanding killed this movie. Hell, I didn't even go and see it. Because what I knew they were going to do to it. You know, they're going to blame... Of course, this is going to be dependent upon the Black community. Oh, the Black community is not supporting their own movies anymore. They were so proud of the first movie. No, we know what's going on. Because Black Panther 2 is filled with nothing but female domination, male subjugation, just as much wokeism as you can cram in an hour and a half. Listen, I'm going to tell you, the Black community, and this is where the wires get crossed. You know, conservatives look at, you know, Black people like they're all Democrats and liberals. No, we are not. We're not. The main reason why most Black people vote Democrat, no matter how destructive it is to society, is because we don't want to vote Republican, conservative, because the conservative people absolutely refuse to acknowledge that they're covering up white supremacy. Instead of, you know, it's like having the it's like going to someone's house, right? And invite you in and be nice and cordial to you, and they've got their crazy retard son in the attic making noise. And they're sitting there pretending not to hear it, sipping their tea, having a pleasant conversation with you. While you as a visitor, you're like, what the hell? What the hell's going on here? What the hell? There's something wrong with this house. I'm out of here. So, for all the issues that the Democrats have, everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. Republicans refuse to do anything. They refuse to even acknowledge the white supremacy factors in their political party. So if you're going to ignore it and not do anything about it, well, yeah, Black people are going to vote Democrat. Black people are going to be on the liberal side of things. Sure. But if you look at the Black community, you know, we have these MGTOW and Red Pill, you know, men's rights and all this stuff. These are core values that have been in the Black community, like, forever. Okay? You go in the hood, you're not going to see women running everything. Okay? You're going to see men running everything. You're not gonna find any female pimps. You're not going to find any huge female drug dealers. You're not going to find, hell, a lot of business owning is still going to be by the men. Okay? From the criminal element all the way to the societal norms, you're going to still find that the men run things. So to paint us all as liberals, it's not right. It's not accurate. Okay? Homosexuality is just, that's a faux pas, culturally speaking. Just like with the Latinos, Hispanics, I should say. I don't know what's politically correct. Being gay will accept you, but we're not going to preach it. So you really have the liberal side of this thing is, you know, you just can't blame it on us. It's a lot of issues. Okay? It's a lot of issues that we get blamed for. Because, well, one thing you have is Hollywood pushing the agenda. Yeah. Crammed Black Panther with a ton of libtard extremist value crap. We know as a community, we know as a race, we're being used right now by Hollywood, by the MCU, Marvel Universe, okay? So we're not even going to support the movie. You're going to use us like that. And so that's why it tanked. Marvel Studios, Disney, losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Pixar, losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Because they chose to take a political side and try to mold the country. Try to mold society. You'll see Paramount doing that. You don't see these other studios, main Hollywood studios, actually doing that. But you got these people with Disney. And Disney still being caught with child sex rings, by the way. You think they would crack down on that by now, but every time there's an investigation launched, boom, they find one. So, you know, I've never liked Disney to begin with. It's not exactly culturally friendly to me and my people on any side of it. So I don't support Disney. I'll never buy any products. Never have, never will. If I do end up watching one of their movies, hell, I'll pirate it. Okay? I'm not too proud to say say I'm pirate. Yeah, come and get me, feds. You won't be getting me booty, all right? Anyways, we're going to slide on in here to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A sanctuary of peaceful celebration and expression torn apart by every pull of the trigger.
This is just a hard day for everyone, for sure.
That safe haven shattered when a gunman stormed the long-standing LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs.
There's always going to be people that just hate that I exist for no real reason.
While police have yet to confirm a motive, the assault is likely part of a disturbing trend. Last year, anti-gay crimes surged by more than 50%, up slightly in the first half of this year. The latest attack, stirring up memories of the 2016 Pulse nightclub mass shooting. 49 people gunned down in Orlando, the second deadliest shooting in American history. Now, another historically painful day.
We are again. We have been screaming from the tops of mountains of LGBTQ leadership that an environment like this is being created of violence against our community. And so to see it play out this morning or late last night was horrible yet again.
Hate crimes increasing for the fourth year in a row, driven in larger U.S. cities by incidents targeting Asian, Jewish, and LGBTQ communities.
We've seen it around all of these marginalized communities whose voices take up a smaller piece of the pie in this country, but need more protection because we're victims and we're being targeted by these extremist communities.
In New York, police thwarted a potential attack against the Jewish community, arresting two armed men in Penn Station, one wearing a swastika. The NYPD now ramping up police presence in communities that are potential targets. Colorado, a community wounded, but not broken.
This is a dangerous world we live in. It is full of violence, as we've seen last night, but you can't let hate shut you down from living a life of love and loving who you are.
In Steve's report, we heard from the president and CEO of GLAAD, Sarah Kate Ellis, and she joins us now. Sarah Kate, thanks so much for your time this morning. On a dark day, we've been reporting. We just spoke to the district attorney there in Colorado Springs, who did confirm that they are looking into the possibility of this being a hate crime. They're not calling it that at this time as they develop the evidence, talk to witnesses and everything else. But your reaction, as you said, this is getting exhausting, these tragedies, to watch this happen. Your reaction to what we saw around midnight in Colorado Springs over the weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, when I woke up to that news, I felt heartbroken, like so many Americans. And I also felt not surprised, because we've seen in this past year about 300 anti-LGBTQ bills proposed. That creates an environment and culture of hate and discrimination. We've seen in our own poll at GLAAD, 7 out of 10 LGBTQ folks report feeling discrimination in the past year. That's up 11% year over year, 24% from 2020. We're seeing these large numbers happen because we're living in an environment that's driven by two things. Politicians who are using us to bolster their careers by creating division and hate. And number two is social media platforms that are monetizing hate, and especially against marginalized communities. They're choosing profits over hate, and it's killing, literally killing our community.
So Sarah Kate, let's dig in a little deeper on that, about some of the rhetoric we hear from politicians, particularly on transgender issues, transgender people. They drag brunches have been targets before for violent rhetoric. And now we know this Club Q was hosting a drag diva show that night, the night before the Trans Day of Remembrance. How concerned are you right now that this has been, this hateful rhetoric has been injected into the political bloodstream, and we're going to have more incidents like this?
I'm very concerned. We've been tracking this at GLAAD. We're about to release a report that shows that there have been over 100 violent or violent in nature or threats of violence to drag shows or events over the past year. The year's not even over. That's 100. Mm. Just this weekend on Saturday night, a bar here in New York City in Hell's Kitchen had a brick thrown through the window. It's the fourth time in a week. So, yeah, we're really heightened. We don't feel safe as a community, and we don't have any reason to feel safe as a community. We're under attack, and the rhetoric is driving it. Whether or not, whatever the motive comes out on this, we know that we've seen an uptick in violence against our community. We feel it, and we don't feel safe when we're out and about.
Sarah Kate, can you explain the illogic and the fear that seems to propel most of the feeling about transgender people? I mean, it begins, maybe some parts of it begins with various politicians who run for office and claim that, you know, transgender people in schools, grammar schools, mm-hmm. ought not to be allowed to be in class, ought not to be allowed to participate in athletics. Could you explain it?
Absolutely. So here's some numbers for you. 9 out of 10 Americans know someone who's gay or lesbian or bi. 3 out of 10 Americans know someone who's transgender. It's a matter of knowing trans people and understanding who they are. When you don't know, you fear. And politicians are using that lack of knowledge, that lack of knowing, to create fear and build their careers. Look, in terms of trans kids and gender-affirming care, the American Medical Association, the Pediatric Association, has confirmed that these are safe procedures. This is finished business. It's politicians and junk science who's creating some kind of debate or argument about this. This has been going on. Why is it now so significant and so important? Because people have found ways to build their careers out of fear, and it's been working for them. So I think telling our stories, meeting folks who are trans, that takes all of it away. We know this from marriage equality, right? Like, when people met me and now my wife, they were like, oh, this is what a gay couple is? I thought it was monsters in a closet. And it's not. So I think that when we meet people, when we tell our stories, when we use media to tell our stories, that helps to bridge the gap.
We certainly appreciate you being here to tell yours and to be the face and the voice of people who really need it right now. The president and CEO of GLAAD, Sarah Kate Ellis, thanks for being here. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, real news
real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Doing it big, spinning my jig, reckless wallet with Limp Bizkit, flossing the balls since I was a kid. Doing my thing, just because I preach is what I practice. They wanna cut my head off like John the Baptist. Money ain't changed me, money changed the way people think about me. When I was broke, they used to laugh and talk bad about me.
Why you wanna play hate on me?
Most underrated and duplicated, orientated, up-to-date, game-infested. Like I'm invested, dismissive and interested, highly requested, gang-collected, well-connected, y'all digested, dribbling ditches, beady, kick this feet.
For real, you a hater, hater, hater. That's okay, hater, you gon' see me later. I get around like Pac from coast to coast. Where I'm gonna be next, only God knows. Type flows from a southern poet player. That's okay, hater, you gon' see me later. Close your eyes and look past the...
Yeah. That's right. All right, we're back. And yes, we're going to open up the phone lines. Yes, that's right, call in, guys. If you don't know the phone number, then you are SOL. I need more time to talk. No, boards are open. Go ahead and call in, guys. And we will have discussion about what needs to be discussed. I really want to ask the questions that aren't being answered. The big elephant in the room sort of thing. What does it matter? Now, I'm going to the left on this issue. Yeah, call me Lucius Leftfoot. Yeah, I'm going to the left on this question here. What does it bother someone if someone else is gay. I mean, how does it affect you? Is it something that's so offensive that you just can't exist with it? Is it intolerance? I mean, okay, listen, from my experience, I mean, I don't know, I love gay people. My best friend in second grade was a gay Hispanic boy. I was the only person who would play with him. You know, we play Power Rangers out and on recess. You know, we have recess twice a day. We play Power Rangers. He'd be the Pink Ranger and I'd be the Black Ranger. Coolest kid I ever knew. I mean, funny as all hell. Funny. Later on in life, I had this this other friend who was, it's not just gay, but flamboyantly gay. I can't use the terminology, but he was, one of those F hags. Again, you couldn't find someone funnier. Personality all day long. Hilarious. And anything he said, you would bawl over laughing. Just because of how ridiculous and how cartoony he was. And oh my God, it was great. I didn't have to want for a girlfriend ever because all the girls hung around him. And hey, that's where I'd go and pick up a girl. Girls were like mosquitoes to the bug zap when it came to this friend. You know, he was the male Britney Spears. You know, just tall and blonde, white guy. But just. If you hated Randy, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't even mean to say a name. Well, I didn't say his last name, so we'll just keep it there. All right, so if anybody had a problem with him, you better understand that you better express your problems civilly, or else you're going to get your butt kicked. I'll kick your butt. Somebody's going to kick your butt. If you ever messed with them. So, I've had gay friends. I can't tell you the times of depression I've had in my life, especially as a teenager, the times of just bleak depression, woe is me kind of stuff. And, you know, you go and you talk to a gay friend, they will always make you feel better. I got hit on so much, it was flattering. I hit on so much, the girls were like, ooh, the girls would take a second look at me. You know what, I think I will give him a try. I don't know, gay people have done nothing but enrich my life, personally. So, it's beyond me to see how anybody could hate someone of a different sexual orientation. Now, I do know there are those religious people, and you have a certain set of values and the way you conduct your life, and you don't want your children being influenced by this. Fine. I'll give you a point for that. But other than that, I don't see any reason for the hate. I don't see the reason to take someone's life because they're gay. I mean, it's abhorrent to me. I don't know. Again, I'm not a liberal. I'm just a human being that likes to when I can, enjoy other human beings. We're all here for the human experience. Why does there need to be a human against human? Life is hard enough as is. I mean, I don't know. Call in. Call in. If you think I'm being super liberal, call in. Let's have a discussion. I don't know. Right now, we're going to get to phone lines. We have Mike from Kentucky. Oh, am I wrong about Paramount? Are you going to correct me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know I was on. I'm glad I didn't burp real loud or anything else.
am I wrong about Paramount? Are you going to call it?
Well, you know, I'm in a group called Conservative Star Trek Fans or something. I can't remember the exact name of it on Facebook. And I've learned more about just how bleeding heart, commie liberal that a lot of those stars were, on especially like the Next Generation.
Oh yeah, there were fan clubs who would who would make novels and comic books so that they could have gay relationations. Roddenberry himself said he wanted to have gay characters, but the only thing that stopped them from having gay characters was because of a producer who wanted to keep the show on the network, because after that black and white kiss, right, the show became fringe. So they were like,
though, I'm talking about in this century, Star Trek in this century, Paramount found out. Paramount found out, just like apparently you're saying the I've done forgot the name of the movie. The movie you were talking about earlier, Disney.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yes. I believe the Star Trek franchise found out probably in the last 10 years that the woke stuff doesn't fly. And so they had a lesbian black woman on one thing. I think it was in a... might have been Into Darkness. I can't remember whenever. Yeah, one of those like the Young Kirk, Young Scotty, Young Spock series. They only did about three or four movies because the first one had big sales. The second one dipped a little bit. But then I think it was the third one. They went all woke, and it just
really bumped.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched any of the none of the Star Trek stuff that's come out in this century.
Like I said, I would not have known it. I lost interest in Star Trek probably after Enterprise. I don't know if you remember, Enterprise was so popular they raised.
I watched Enterprise. I watched Star Trek 9 or what was it? It had 9 in the title. It had the black captain.
I don't remember all these either. I'm not that into it. I like to
watch. That's the last one I actually watched. It came after Generations. Right. And that's the last one I watched. Okay.
Right. So, anyway, the point I was getting at is that they tried that and their sales went in a toilet. So, I think they learned a lesson before Disney.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't have known it except I'm in this group, you know, Star Trek for conservatives or something. And they've talked about it a little bit. And I caught in the clearance bins in the last couple of years. I've caught those movies that I missed. And I thought, well, you know, I've heard different reviews. And some people say, well, that's not canon. I'm like, I don't care. It's like the Star Wars stuff. People are like, oh, that's not canon. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. But,
it's not canon.
Well, they didn't say what. It's just that it goes out of timeline or out of sequence. That's what they complained about with the Enterprise. But it was so popular.
Yes.
They raised something crazy like $43 million or some crazy amount of money on one of these early online campaigns in like 2006 or something. And it was brought back for a fifth season. They brought back one of the original or one of the writers that brought back like an original theme to the scripts, you know, like going back to the original series, and it was too little too late, but it's one of the most popular seasons. It's the last season because they reverted back into stuff that was more in line, and the guy was really trying hard to stitch it together from Enterprise, which was the first, you know, the Scott Bakula prequel series. They tied it into the original series from the 60s. But anyway, like I say, you know, that, and I was going to bring up the interracial kiss, but you already did that. I posted one of the things, since we're going into the Christmas season, I posted on Facebook, if you've ever seen the episode where they go back to, they find some planet that parodies Earth, and there's a rogue captain that has influence in the society. He's took over as like the Caesar, and it's a Earth that is stuck in Roman Caesar society of 2,000 years ago. And Uhura makes this soliloquy and has to school the whole bridge crew. You guys are wrong. You know, they're not talking about these people worshiping the sun up in the sky. This is the Son of God that they're worshiping. And she has to school them all in what they're mixed up on in their religion. And Facebook blanked out the audio on that. Mm-hmm. How about that? They totally blanked out the audio. Now, when they did that, they said this clip contains music which may not you may not have the rights to or something in certain countries. And so I just, in the comments, I just linked to the YouTube video where YouTube is not blanking that out. But I think it's those, you know, the little sound effects that they have on the bridge that are real distinct from the first series. Those are still copyrighted, apparently. That may be why they blanked it out. But I thought it was sure wild when she starts correcting them on the, you know, that these Roman, these rebel Christians, they turned out to be Christians. And it's pretty much the closest thing to a Star Trek Christmas or Christian show, the episode that I've ever seen. I thought it was quite ironic that it was being censored by Facebook.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. And there is reverse discrimination. You were talking about earlier about the black community and how there's a lot of men that are in charge of whatever, even though if it might be nefarious stuff like drug dealing or pimping or something like that. There are white madams, you know, that famous Gwyneth Paltrow, was it, that hung herself in Florida? She was the D.C. madam. Remember that?
Yeah, no. Woman.
So there's equal opportunity on the white side, but apparently not too much in the black community for women taking over the pimpage. Now, maybe in Nevada,
not really.
That might be different. Huh?
I mean, well, Nevada's just a freak show within itself.
Right.
Anything that can be labeled can be sold there in Nevada.
I think the propaganda goes both ways. And I've run into my life, in my short life, I guess, since the 80s, I've run into several situations where I had a kind of an entry-level job, and I was surrounded by women, and I agree with you that sometimes the gay guys seem to be chick magnets because they're not a threat, you know. And I don't know. I think some girls, kind of like some guys, they might have the fantasy of proving themselves as a woman by being able to convert the guy or get him to sleep with her.
Yes.
That's what I've wondered.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So it's
half
an ego
of
trip.
We're usually
them.
There for that.
Yeah, it's an ego trip. Well, I got him to get it up for me, you know. I mean, not to get too graphic, but I think that's a kind of a insecurity thing for some women. They sleep around a lot, and if they could convert a gay guy.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that was actually like half of the women, and then my particular situation is like, oh, your heart's broken. Oh, you're insecure. Oh, come here, you know, come here. I'll hold you. Let me hold you. I'll get you through this. And voila,
you learned the tricks, didn't you?
Well,
the Bible talks about that men that lead silly women astray. Might look that one up.
When I was a teenager, I was a predator.
I didn't have enough self-confidence to be a predator as a teenager. Really. Yeah. And I don't know. We're here in Kentucky. We had Larry Flynn up the river here, you know, Cincinnati porno king. He actually came from the other end of the Licking River up in a place called Sawyersville. Some people call it Sorryville, but that the porno was everywhere, flea markets, every magazine rack, and finally the Supreme Court, I guess, issued some community standards things, and they started covering it up. But that kind of stuff, I think, gave a lot of people the wrong idea, especially in this town, ironically or punnily enough, named Moorhead. Hardy har har. It was always rumored. Yeah, no, seriously, it was rumored to be like the gay university of the South or something. They didn't really have that, obviously, as a recruiting slogan. But a lot of people, I think, thought that, and you know, there's all kinds of rumors about it. There's a lot of drugs that came in and out of the town over the years, kind of like Barry Peel and some of those contractors out of Arkansas that were responsible for some of the crack cocaine epidemic in the inner cities. The same sort of thing was happening in our neck of the woods. It's just the contractors were sending it, instead of getting it to Afghanistan like they were supposed to corrupt the Russians, it was ended up on the streets of America at the same time old Nancy Reagan was running around in a little red dress saying, just say no. And so they destroyed a lot of the black families and communities. So it was almost like a genocidal thing. But there was also a lot of people out here in flyover country, country bumpkins that ended up with cocaine. Our state police commissioner was busted trying to secure landing rights over in up the river in Morgan County at an airport to fly in cocaine from Arkansas. And we just lost the governor during that time period. John Y. Brown just died. He was only governor for like four years or something, but he bought Kentucky Fried Chicken from Colonel Sanders, and that was his link to Arkansas through a guy named Don Tyson. Don Tyson had put in a runway in Arkansas that was long enough to use the stretch 747s, the biggest version they made, for cargo. Mm-hmm. And you think about flying chickens from Arkansas to Japan. How is that a business model profitable? Unless you're really marking up those chickens, or they have a lot of special stuffing, you might say.
Okay, so this is sort of like that Breaking Bad thing. They had
on the national scale here, it's Operation Scat Back Part 2, or, you know, you might call it. But, yeah, this affected a lot of people, not just the black community. There was one prominent guy that was a couple years older than me that I went to school with that he was a prominent son of a prominent person, we'll say, without giving any details, and he got hooked on cocaine. Big roller coaster ride for him. Gaining weight, losing weight, whatever. But when the state police commissioner resigned, it was kind of at the end of John Juan Brown's administration. They replaced 9 state troopers, I think it was, in the local state police post. A bunch of the local boys that I went to school with ended up as state policemen at the local state police post. So, yeah, there was a lot of corruption, you know. I think the rationale is somebody's going to make money off this junk. It might as well be us. So, I mean, well, there's rumors, judges involved and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of rumors about orgies and fun stuff like that.
that's something that most people in America do not understand. They'll never understand. Most drug dealers, of the illegal kind, are police.
Well, you think about it, they can watch a dealer, and I've seen that. I talked to somebody who was actually on a grand jury locally, and the investigative officers presented this to the grand jury, and they said, well, we've been watching this drug dealer for 18 months. Well, you think about that. They're watching the drug dealer and his customers come and go at a business establishment for a year and a half. They can squawk their little buddy on the local police force and say, hey, all right, he's got a tail light out. You can get him. No problem. He's in possession. Right. He just came from a drug dealer. So they can cherry pick arrests and milk that for a year and a half before anybody even gets suspicious. And, you know, the guy, they're supposedly watching the dealer to try to get up through the network to find out who his supplier is, how he's getting it. But Did they actually find him, or did they just finally bust that dealer and move on to another one? And in the meantime, who knows if they're on the take, you know, getting busting some and letting them go. And then they can do their own stuff on the side. If you've ever seen Air America with Mel Gibson, and I think it was Robert Downey Jr., probably during part of his less than zero drug days. I mean, he had his own.
I have not seen a lot of Robert Downey.
Well, you should watch Air America. It's actually Air America is based on the illegal activity the CIA was doing in Laos, and they were shipping back cocaine in the coffins with the American boys that were coming back from Vietnam, and they got it to Hawaii as classified material. It's called Operation Scatback. And basically, they did the same thing in Mena, Arkansas, 10 years later. But that movie, Air America, references at the end, there's a bunch of parody of the characters for, you know, like Ollie North saying, I do not recall 43 times, while his lawyer whispers in his ear. It's just,
yeah.
The level of corruption in this country, people just don't want to know about it. It's become, you know, it's all around them, and they just walk around with blinders on. It's kind of like the last show was talking about Freemasonry, and I think a lot of people walk around with blinders on. There's like occult symbology for that all over, and it's
everywhere.
It's not that long ago. I mean, sure, there's stuff from 200 years ago, but there's stuff from 40, 50 years ago that was built into the architecture, even less, you know. This up at the Manitoba government building, I think it is, the Parliament building, there was a guy that discovered a bunch of symbology there, wrote a thesis for graduate architectural degree. They gave him special access to the building. He started giving tours, and he started finding all kinds of other stuff that he missed, stuff that's hidden on the roof that nobody would see, having to do with, you know, occult symbology, sun worship. And it's like, why is that up there, you know, on the roof where nobody's going to even see it?
It's well, you know,
some of these guys are serious.
Hold on. I know we're going to commercial break here, top of the hour break. But let me tell you, here in Poland, anywhere where there's gas, there's the G, the
square and compass. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the G. Anything that has gas, having to do with gas. Like, you can't just... I understand it's gas, but you're really just going to put that there on the gas? I don't know. It's weird.
Well, last hour, Jeremy from Kentucky, and I like him a lot, but he was trying to dismiss the whole thing. You know, and he got into some of this kind of the same topic that you were talking about earlier, but he was kind of dismissing the Freemasonry thing. And I know in our community, it's still big.
It's everywhere.
There's a lot of pockets.
Hold on. Yeah, just hang on. We're going to come back from the top of the hour break. Just hang on.
You could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.